The Frequency.
93.5.
The Call Letters.
WKMJ.
The Voice of the Huskies.
And good pressure here by the Huskies. 2:37 remaining. Back to the point. Hannah will shoot. This one did not! Broken up by the Bulldogs, backhanded down by Sturrows. Evan Anderson going in on the forecheck. Puck turned over, back to the point. Here's Matt Roy with a shot. Score! Matt Roy with the goal right through. Ties his game up 4-4. Heenan has got guys breaking to the net, and he lost control. Breakaway back the other way. Mayhew in on Phillips, takes the shot. Saved by Jamie Burr! 50 seconds left in the game. Here comes Gould. Shot!
Go Huskies.
Welcome to a Michigan Tech Hockey Update with Mel Pearson here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Mel is in our studio. Good morning, Coach. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Dirk. I love that intro. Boy, if that doesn't get you excited for hockey season, I don't know what will. But glad to be with you. Always good to talk hockey and anxious for the season to get started.
Boy, we are not far away, man. Just a couple of weeks and the Huskies will be at Minnesota Duluth and first two weekends on the road at Minnesota State, and then back home, and we'll talk more about that, I guess, in a little bit. But early August was the last time we had you in here, Coach. Talk a little bit about what's been going on in Michigan Tech hockey, as now I know the guys are on the ice and getting set for the season.
Well, we are, and you know, I can't believe it's less than a month away. I mean, it's going to come up upon us quickly, and to start the regular season on the road, first day of official practice. Our first day of official practice is October 1st by the NCAA rules and standards, and we play that day, so it's exciting. But we have been on the ice. They had a new NCAA rule this year where you could start practice the first day of classes or September 15th, whichever falls earlier, and that's your 2 hours a week. So we're not really into official practice, but we're in our 2 hours a week right now of skill development, they call it, and we can go out 2 hours a week with our team. So last week we went on the ice. Last Wednesday was our first official day, a week ago today, and it was good. It's great to be on the ice. It takes a little while to get going, especially that early. You're so used to not starting until September 15th, so it came upon us quickly. But we've been very active, very busy since the last time we've talked. We've had a number of recruits in. We've had recruits in from Lower Michigan, from British Columbia, from Minnesota. So we've been very active as far as that goes. It's a great time to bring up young men and recruits to the Copper Country. Obviously, it's been beautiful. It's been a beautiful summer. We get to show off, even though classes haven't started and they don't get a, you know, full picture of what's going on. Still, we get to show them, you know, the great area and what it really is. And so we've been active there. And then also just getting ready for the season. A lot of planning. We did a lot of planning as far as recruiting goes, who's going where, when we're going, what days we're going to try and run practices, how long we want to run practice, especially this first month. When you're only allowed 2 hours, you have to be pretty organized to figure out which days you want to go out, how long you're going to go out, what you're going to try and do in those days. So it seems like you got a lot to try to get done in a short period of time. But having the extra 2 weeks, I think, really helps this year. So we should be ready to go come October 1st.
What has the first impression been by the coaching staff on the guys coming in? What has your coaching staff thought of the guys coming in first?
I like this team. Yeah. Bottom line. I mean, you get a feel. When you go out, you go, oh, no. Or, okay. And I'm cautiously optimistic. You never know how your opponents are. I mean, they could be really, really good. And you know, you think you're good, but I like what I see. Returning guys came in great shape. We do some testing. Tyler Schlast does a great job with that, our strength and conditioning coach. So we do that. First thing we do is really our testing when they get back, just to make sure, you know, for some accountability, make sure that what we've told them to do, they're getting done, and we see where they're at, because we got to be quicker, we got to be stronger. And Tyler's done a great job, and I thought our team did a fabulous job as far as their strength and conditioning goes. So when you see that, I mean, man, I saw Matty Roy and Cliff Watson for the first time. I saw them, and I'm going, wow, do they look good. And this was off the ice. I just ran into them in town. I'm going, holy cow. And now I see them on the ice. I'm going, man, they look good. You know, they look lean. They look strong. They look quick. They're clean cut. I mean, it just gets you excited. So first impression of the team, good. And we've had an opportunity to see the freshmen, too. And I think that's always exciting when you get a chance to see the freshmen. I don't get an opportunity to see them play as much during the winter, so when you get them here and I get an opportunity to see them, and you're never quite sure. They look good maybe in their own leagues and their own teams and doing their own thing, but until you get them on the ice with our guys who, you know, it's another step up. I mean, we're talking, Dirk, we're talking about the best athletes at this level, you know, that'll step in and play pro hockey, the NHL. I mean, we're dealing with some. We deal with 11, 12 guys went to NHL camps this summer now. Are they all going to play in the National Hockey League? Maybe not, but we're knocking on the door. I mean, we've had the Tanner Carrolls, the Blake Piedle, the Juju Arcaras, the, you know, the Phoenix Hopley. Guys are knocking on the door. So we get to see, you know, top-flight guys. I mean, NHL-level type guys in our practice, and it's great. So I think we look good. You know, it's early. And the thing you got to guard about now, I was talking the other day, is we get that extra 2 weeks, and we don't want to – you know, even though it's 2 hours, you got to be careful. You don't want to burn them out, because a month is a long time before you get an opportunity to play. So we're trying to pick some strategic days, and we can give them off and whatnot. So we make sure that we have that energy and that hunger to play those first few games.
Do you worry about burning them out, not just physically, but also mentally, as far as the systems and everything?
Well, that's what it is, mentally. Just coming to the rink every day for six days a week over a course of 4 weeks with – you know, with the games being far away. I mean, we want to be in good shape. I think for me right now, it's just the execution, the speed, the work ethic, and just make sure we're sharp. And the systems will come. You need to play some games to figure that out and get through it, just like anything. You know, unless you get those games in, you can practice all you want, but they're not games. So, yeah, but we just got to sharpen some things up, make sure our systems are in order, everybody understands what we're trying to do, and then you got to go play. You know, when puck drops, you got to play.
Did lose some speed last year, but it seems like the guys coming in are as fast, if not faster, than what we've lost.
No, I like our speed. You know, just like I said, just watching practice, you know, they're all excited the first time out. So the first day or two when they're out on the ice, they're just flying around, you know, like all over the place, you know, and the execution maybe not be great because they're so jacked up, they're so anxious to get on the ice. So, but this week, you know, we've been out a couple days already, and you can see it already. I like it. You know, every day I notice a different player. Wow, he can move. He can shoot the puck. Boy, I like him. And, you know, your returning guys are going to add something. They're going to add energy, and they're going to add some speed and some excitement. But our returning guys, I mean, some of those guys have taken another step up. Like, I'll just throw Jake Lucchini. I mean, to me, he's, you know, I just can't wait to see him in the games. And, you know, Brent Baltus, who's a senior now, I mean, he looks really good. And, you know, Reed Sturles looks like he's going to be on a mission. You go down the list and you're going, okay, we'll be okay. And we didn't lose a defenseman, Dirk. You know, we did. We lost Jimmy Davis and Walker, but they didn't get an opportunity to play much. So as far as returning games on defense, we've got a ton of experience, and those guys look really good, real dialed in. So,
and I want to ask you about that. You brought that up. How important is that to the new goaltending situation?
Well, it's important. I mean, you know, your goalies, we got to figure out who the starter is going to be, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 2 years ago in the same boat, you know, Phoenix left, and he played pretty well every game. You know, Jamie had a handful of games, but I think our biggest question mark that year was going to be goaltending. And we all know what Jamie's done over the last 2 years, and you know, signed a contract with Winnipeg. So it's wide open, but I like all three of our goaltenders. I think any one of them can be the starter. I think any one of them can play at this level and be successful. So it's just a matter of trying to figure that out. And, you know, we don't have any exhibition games to get guys in and just, you know, have some competition. But their competition is every day in practice. So we make sure we watch as coaches. We talk about it after every practice. Well, what do you think of the goalies today? Rate the